Yeah. It's Monday morning on 98.9 The Buzz. How are you? It's Scott Spisano and Sandy Waters here. Coming up on 6 o'clock hour, 5:55. You 5 o'clock listeners, hello. Hi, Sandy.
You 5 a.m.ers.
Yeah.
You guys are like, you're built different, aren't you? Like, what has you waking up this early in the morning? 818-2899.
I got to go to work.
Up before everybody else.
Yeah.
It could be some people going to the gym.
I see a lot of people, like, I see a lot of pickup trucks coming in. Now, it's, like, way earlier than this, but I think, you know, guys getting ready for their construction jobs. If my construction guys should show up, yeah, they'd be there at, like, 7:30 in the morning.
Healthcare workers have to get in.
Oh, yeah, shifts, yeah.
Yeah.
Third shifters.
People walking their dog before work. What are you doing right now? 5 a.m.er. We should start our 5 a.m. club. 5 a.m.er club.
Hi. Admission is free, by the way.
Yeah, there's no cover.
No. No charge. No charge for membership. Early discounts.
How was your weekend? How was your time off?
4th of July was awesome. Got a chance to go up to the camper and do a couple days on, another day off, a couple days back on again. It was fun. Then the highly anticipated 4th of July sucked.
Why?
It rained. It sucked.
Oh, well, it did rain for, oh my God, it was, yes.
Okay. It was gloomy and rainy and like everything was wet.
It finished off nice, didn't it?
It was all right, yeah. But it's, and you know what? Because we're in Fairhaven, which is a tiny little town, I'm sure years of planning go into the 4th of July for this year for a lot of towns, right? Because it's 250th. This is the big one. Right,
we're never going to have it. I didn't visit to be any different, though, with the firework display. I was expecting a little bit of a different fireworks show in Greece. I didn't see that, but okay, yeah, keep going.
There was no 4th of July fireworks. There were last night on the 5th because everybody else.
Oh!
So we didn't get to see them. It sucks.
Wait, was it always planned on the 5th?
No. It's always the 4th. It's always the 4th or the weekend of the 4th. And because this was not only the weekend, like right in the middle of the weekend, Saturday fireworks, that everybody on planet Earth wants the fireworks that day, right? Because it's the 250th. And when you get a little town that's got a $50,000 budget and a bigger town that's got a $250,000 budget, the bigger town gets the fireworks on the 4th.
I'm very confused. So Fairhaven didn't have the fireworks on the 4th?
No, they had them last night on the 5th.
Even though you were anticipating them to be on the 4th?
Yeah, I didn't look. I just assumed.
Oh, but you didn't look.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Following your story now.
It's just like...
The rain did put a damper in the middle of the day, but our family, I don't know how many other people did this. We were in the pool. We, meaning the family, not me.
You're not a pool girl, are you?
I was kind of leaning over the pool, kind of hanging out with them. But when it downpoured, they all stayed in the pool, and they had even more fun, and it cleared up just in time for the fireworks, which is great.
That's cool. The sun came out,
and it ended up being nice, right?
Where you were? Yeah, probably.
No, I'm saying, right?
Right?
It was totally a dud of a day. Oh, God. Okay, sorry.
To be caught in a tin can for like 9-10 hours with not much to do except TV and a six-year-old, it sucked.
You are the guy who's constantly on the weather app. You didn't see that forecast coming?
I did not look all week.
Oh, wow.
I was
so
completely
like
off all... I was a... What was I? I was not me. I was unhooked from all electronics.
Wow. Nothing. How do you feel today?
I was barefoot and sunburned. Great.
Yeah, you sound great. You sound relaxed and excited.
Mm.
You sound freaking angry.
Well, I'm sorry. I didn't want to get up at 3 o'clock this morning. I never want to work again. Okay.
Here we go.
I'm sorry, 5 a.m.ers.
Thank you for putting up with Scott.
You know what it's like. You know what it's like this early. You're like, oh, God, it was a freaking holiday. Now it's Monday. I got to go to work again.
My time off, there's one phrase.
Yes.
That defines my time off.
Okay.
And I will explain later on in the show, but it's when you don't make your kids a priority in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Your favorite ... What happens when you don't make your kids the priority in your life?
98.9 The Buzz.
Scott Spisano, Sandy Waters here on this Monday morning. Guess why? Remember how I said a few minutes ago how the 4th of July sucked because it was like the weather? at least where we were. Guess
in
what?
In your world.
In my world.
I had a great time, 4th of July.
It was, it just
Can
wasn't
I just say
what
this,
it
though?
Wanted it to be.
It's never the wife's idea to set off fireworks. Who did you set off any fireworks over the weekend, 4th of July weekend, 818-2899? Is there a woman who would say, yes, that was my idea to set off fireworks?
It's a good point.
Nothing will go wrong.
One of the reasons that it did suck is that we are not allowed to do fireworks at our campground anymore. It was a new rule.
I think there's a rule for a lot of neighborhoods, and I don't think anybody really follows that rule. So I was, I got my hair done at the spa at the Del Monte.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking with Steph, who's doing my hair.
Hi, Steph.
Hi, Steph. She's the best. And so she was saying how they were in Pennsylvania.
Oh.
I think for one of her kids' lacrosse tournaments or something. They were there for the kids'
tournament. You could buy fireworks in Pennsylvania.
What was that?
You can buy real fireworks in Pennsylvania.
That's exactly what I was about to say.
Oh,
yep.
Yeah.
They were in Pennsylvania for one of the kids' tournaments. And on their way home, her husband is like, you know what? We're here.
Yeah.
In Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
It's 4th of July weekend. It'd feel weird not to buy something.
Got to stop at a fireworks store.
Out of the blue, out of nowhere, he's never set off fireworks. This is like the first time thing. And she's like, and I just found myself going along with it. And here we are.
Nice.
He's setting off fireworks. And the entire time I couldn't like really enjoy them because all I'm thinking is, oh my gosh, something better not go wrong. And I go, and we both agree. I don't think it's ever the woman's decision to set off your own fireworks.
You know, I usually am on another side of you, but I've never known anyone to be like, hey, let's go get fireworks. You know, I've never in my life experienced any woman who's ever like,
okay,
I got some M80s. Let's blow our fingers off.
Very
I'm like,
good.
Nah, you're right.
818-2899. Are you a woman? Was it your idea?
I dare you to call and admit. dare you.
And then it made me wonder, like, do you part of me wonders if some of us wives, moms, whatever, are more paranoid, where you like to call us the helicopter parents because we have to pick up the slack where our husbands like have such a carefree attitude and they don't have the foresight of what could go wrong ever.
You know, when guys do fireworks, I mean, if you're an idiot, you're reckless with fireworks. But as a guy, when I set off fireworks, I'm kind of scared when I do it. So I'm really cautious. I'm really careful.
Accidents happen, my friend.
Sure,
nobody intentionally wants to blow off their hand.
No, but you there's, do you know what? Okay. There's something with fireworks called the punk.
Okay.
You know
What's
what the
that?
Punk is?
No, I absolutely do not.
It's a long stick that burns slowly. It's like this long. It looks like a big sense of incense. It looks like incense.
And that's how you light it?
You light it, and it stays glowing at the end, and you stay away, far away, far away.
You talk to anybody, somebody in the medical community. I bet you dread working 4th of July weekend because of all the people who come
sure.
in, all the husbands who come in. One hand is holding the other.
Oh, God. Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, but you talk to anybody who's had a firework accident or oopsie daisy, and they will walk into it telling you how safe they thought they were being.
No one will ever admit, well, I was drunk and I was
right?
an idiot. Nobody will ever say that.
The neighbor across, like, so where my parents' house is, it butts up to where the Town of Grace holds their fireworks, which is like awesome because it's like front row seat. But there was a couple houses down, and there was that neighbor who's setting off his fireworks at the same time as the Town of Grace, which didn't really make sense to me.
No,
but
right.
In the entire time, I could not relax because I'm like, oh my gosh, he's going to set the neighborhood on fire.
Yeah.
I had one eye on his firework display, hoping and praying nothing goes wrong.
It seems to me when you, as soon as you say think of fireworks, you think of instant disaster.
Yes. Yes, I do, because we've all had a story. I've had a story.
I don't have a story. I've shot off millions of fireworks and been with people that shot off millions of fireworks, and we've never had a story.
We first moved into this house. There was like 10 houses in the neighborhood. Next door neighbor, nicest guy in the world. genius idea to set off fireworks. There's fields behind us. Nobody's behind us. It is okay if it shoots the wrong way. The only way it should not shoot is towards the house, right? You got every other direction you can go.
It shot toward the house.
All the moms picked up our babies, ran inside, and we were done for the night.
See, he didn't secure it properly then. You got to secure it properly. And you got to point it in the... Guys, you know. Well, I hope your 4th was great, and...
No calls? No women calling?
Tons of them. There's so many. It blew our lines up.
No women calling.
Nobody kidding me.
So that is a statement we're going to stick by. 98.9
The Buzz. All right. So happy Monday here on The Buzz. So I want to hear. I want to hear about your little trip to Canada, to Quebec, to the French-speaking Quebec getaway.
This is what I'm going to say. When you don't make kids your priority, what happens?
You try to make more kids. Or at least have fun trying.
I will admit that my husband and I don't know what happened. The kids are always around and they're at an age where you can't just sneak off and they're going to, you know, they're going to play on their iPad and not find you. You know what I mean? Like, our kids are old. They know what's happening. So, yeah, we...
get them out of the house.
It's been... you people leave?
Get an apartment.
And when one leaves, the other one's there. I'm like, can you both leave at the same time?
Oh my God.
Because your father and I have never, like, don't really have moments.
Anyhow. Moments. So did you
have... Is that, first of all, as uncomfortable and awkward as it is, is that, like, true to every other relationship? Or are all you people just having the best time of your life and it doesn't matter if you have kids or not and how old they are?
No, they're the kids.
Get in the way, right?
The kids are the best birth control ever. You never get it.
Okay, okay. It's not just my relationship.
No.
Yours too?
Yeah.
You gotta look at the calendar and try to remember when the last time was.
I have a friend who's like, I only get it when we go to a hotel. It's like, that's I'm like, oh,
okay. Thank you. That makes me feel so much better.
So, how was it?
Okay. Anyhow, so we go into this. First of all, this is his 50th birthday gift from me.
Your husband.
To go to the Nordic Spa. It's in Chelsea, Quebec. Quebec, Chelsea. It's a little town.
Just outside of Quebec, yeah.
Okay. Very good. He is 51 and a half right now. So it took us a year and a half to actually commit to this birthday gift that I gave. Mm-hmm. And the two other times that we scheduled it on the calendar, we had to move it because something came up in the kids' lives.
Oh, so my again, God.
Kids
really?
Are always a priority.
Yeah.
So we are there. Now, this is like a Disney. Have you heard of this place at all? Nordic Spa?
No.
It is wild. I will say, though, I will give credit to the Spa the Del Monte because their massages are by far superior than this place.
Yeah.
And their showers are by far superior. So the treatment was just okay, but it's like Disneyland for adults. It's you go into this little village. It's its own massive village.
It's
like a village the way it's designed. You feel like, you know how in Disney you go to one of the theme parks, you think you're in your own little world.
Yeah.
But there's a bunch of different saunas, hot and steam saunas. Mm-hmm. There's cold plunges. There's pools. Mm-hmm. There's this, Kala pool, they call it, where it's like the Dead Sea, where there's so much salt that you just float in that.
Yeah.
So I don't do cold plunges. I don't like pools. I do not like walking around in my bathing suit barefoot. And that's exactly what you're forced to do at this.
Every single day and night. Barefoot, bathing suits, cold plunges, pools.
This is so not me. This is so a vacation designed for my husband and not me. But I loved it. It was awesome.
So then you didn't like the cold plunge, but did you make good on the It's a Small World After All in the bed? If it's a Disney theme? Come on, did you guys bump it?
I'm telling you, this place, you got to go. You and Jill have to go. This Kala pool was wild. You float in this pool and you bump into people and you don't care. I'm like, there's no way I'm floating in that pool bumping into people. Are you serious right now? It was amazing if anyone's ever done that before. Scott, your body is so weight. You can't feel your body. It is like.
Yeah, it's like you're so buoyant. It's like floating in the Dead Sea, right?
It is. And an incredible experience that I've never experienced.
So did you end up bumping uglies or not?
Would you stop saying
Come
it
on.
Like that?
All right. Did you guys make love? How do you want me to say it?
I mean, don't want you to ask at all. Yes, we did. Yes, we did. It was so good.
You did?
When you don't have your kids take over your life, it's like you're young again.
I kind of like wanted to first time. First timer. Yay. First timer. Yay. First time, long time, people. Congratulations.
Now you can start your morning, right?
Spisano and Sandy.
All right. Sounds good. Call me. We're always open at 818-2899 here on 98.9 The Buzz. Spisano and Sandy. Bands at Barnard is on for the summer. We got tickets to the band Awaken, the Music of Yes, coming up this morning here on the show. Wednesday night.
So I accidentally became a stalker at an estate sale in a rich neighborhood in the East Side. And I'm wondering, do we all become stalkers when we go to an estate sale?
No, it's not.
Why?
It's so rando.
There's so many estate sales right now going on. And garage sales, estate sales, yeah. Why is it rando?
I stumbled onto an estate sale once.
Okay.
But I would never go to one. I hate garage sales, but estate sales feels creepy.
Yes, it does.
It's like, it's sad.
Yes, it is.
Here's grandma's stuff. Just put a tag on and take
everything. Yeah. I know. It's weird, yes. But you can score some really good stuff for cheap. So, I went to an estate sale with my 17-year-old.
What are you looking for?
And it was, I'm not really sure. I think a small, dining table, but small, 25-inch, 32-inch, small.
I see.
Like two-seater dining table.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Anyhow. So, to spend the money on a brand new one would cost lots of money. So I'm trying to score some, right? I see those shows.
Been to Wayfair, it's like $100.
I wanted to be really nice. Anyhow, I am so not this person. I do not know how to design things. I do not know how to all of a sudden have a find. That's the right piece. I don't know how to do any of that. So anyhow, my daughter and I kind of went just because we drove by it and it was a really well-off neighborhood in the East Side.
Oh, really?
So we said, let's go. It was a house that, this neighborhood, you could fit my house in one of the bedrooms. It was like a gorgeous neighborhood.
Can you narrow it down a little bit?
Absolutely not, because of what I'm about to say.
Oh.
So you go, it's one of those estate sales, and I haven't been to that many, so tell me if this is a common occurrence, but it was like, leave your shoes at the door or carry your shoes with, you have to take off your shoes. And it was even written in the post, in the Facebook post, estate sale. This is one where you be prepared to bring a bag to carry your shoes in or carry your shoes because you are not allowed to wear your shoes in this house.
That's crazy.
And even when I saw it on Facebook, I was like, that's weird. Well, we go to the house and the front walkway of this house, all these shoes are just lined up. I'm like, that is so weird to see all these people's shoes. I'm like, okay. Line my shoes up too, like I'm entering a bounce house when you were a kid. That's what it reminded me of. So we go into this house. It's gorgeous, beautiful. And then I started to see all these very unique, this guy must have been a collector because there were all these Hess trucks, dating back from when I was a kid and even before, and a collector of all.
I thought you were going to say Van Gogh paintings, but you're talking about pieces of plastic from 1970. Oh, my goodness. I expected a British accent and like Antiques Roadshow. And you're like, he was so optimistic, the collector. He had all these Hess trucks lined up. Sandy.
That's the first thing that came to my mind is the Hess trucks. And it was also classic car kind of collector things. So I don't even know.
Cars?
Anyhow, then they had all these medical books. Really legit medical books.
So he was probably a doctor, right?
Now I'm thinking, okay, you could really, it's amazing how an estate sale, it pretty much your entire life on display on a bunch of like folding tables. Like this dude's life, or him and his wife, entire life. So now
their entire personality is laid out for sale.
All right there. So all these medical books are big, hefty medical books. One of them had like this label on the inside cover that said number 748 out of 5,028. I'm like, oh my God, limited edition. I should buy this. I hummed and hawed a little too much. Some old guy bought it, but I was like, damn it, that could have been worth something. Like the whole time you're thinking, darn it, what could it be worth? And then I started to Google about this house, and I put in the address, and then I found myself that rest of the day Googling and trying to find out everything I could about this person. It's like he's a urologist in Rochester.
Uh-huh.
Now, it does say that he retired, but did he die, or did he just retire and just peace out? I'm leaving Rochester and all my belongings and running from something.
Well, like, you're Googling. I mean, did you Google an obituary for him? That would have come up.
To do that.
That would have come up. You know, I mean, you're stalking. You may as well go all in.
He seems like a really nice guy, but I'm like, oh my God, that's the guy that I bought his. You know,
that would have never come across my.
No
my thought pattern. No,
we all have to come on.
Never
anybody else.
I never look into people. I never do that. It's
you gotta find out.
Like, I don't care. What is it going to do for me?
Yeah, but it's like my daughter bought a watch. Okay, an Oak Hill watch. She's like, oh, Oak Hill watch. And then I'm like, well, let's find out about this person. You're gonna wear his watch on your wrist. Don't you want to know about him?
No. Okay, here's my, I know we're late, but I went to an estate sale down the street from my house. It was a tiny little house, and I walk in because, you know, I saw the sign for a couple of days, and I walked in on that day. So on the way home from work. And okay. It was not bougie. There were no Hess trucks. And it definitely wasn't a doctor, but on the kitchen table, they had the remember when you were a kid, the Looney Tunes glasses? The ones with like Bugs Bunny and Sylvester the Cat and stuff on them. They were like from Burger King or something like that, right? And I'm like, oh, those are collectibles. I bought like three of them, four of them. I never thought of who drank out of these. I'm going to Google them.
First thought would come to my mind is whose lips has been on this? Absolutely. Absolutely.
No.
You don't?
No. That's why I said this is so rando. How would
I don't think it is. I think we all become stalkers.
Instead of going to Wayfair, you get into somebody's complete history background. You should have just like popped a table for $69 and got it there. All right. Did you end up finding your two-person breakfast nook table?
No, I didn't find it. I just walked away with just Alexi bought an Oak Hill watch that she's wearing some dude's watch.
The Buzz.
Hey, hello, Monday, July 6th, on 98.9 The Buzz, Spisano and Sandy. I'm Scott Spisano. There's Sandy Waters. Here we're doing this for 27, 28 years, and here we go again. Hello, 7 o'clock hour. What's up?
Tell Scott everyone has a furniture store they grew up going to. Tell them. Everybody has, except for you.
No.
Everybody has that furniture store that has a special place in their heart because they remember going as a kid with their parents.
I've never been to a furniture store other than when I was like 25. First time ever.
Never been to a furniture? What?
I grew up in Geneseo area, and we didn't. I grew up in houses built in 1814, and we lived with antiques, and that's all I knew. Never bought a table or chairs or
Barca
loungers.
Anyhow,
that's so foreign to me.
It's a sad day in Rochester because Rock City Furniture on Clay Road in Henrietta going out of business.
Oh, no.
And it actually, there was a going out of business sale with discounts 40 to 80% off.
Ding.
A week. That's it. Clearing out the store.
Yeah.
After just a week. It went fast.
Yeah.
So I went, what was it, Saturday, Friday? Saturday? I don't even know. It's all a blur. Anyhow, I went last week.
You didn't go Saturday. This is 4th of July.
Oh, yeah, I didn't go Saturday. Yeah.
Did you?
Last week sometime I went.
Uh-huh.
And I walk in, pretty much everything was cleaned out.
Yeah.
And I was like, I felt bad because that was my first time going to Rock City Furniture.
Okay.
Specifically. Mm-hmm. And this guy was there, and it ends up being the owner, Dan. He was like, he just looked like you know, just the nicest guys in shorts and his, you know, polo untucked and just look like he, you know, he was having a week.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my gosh, you know, I didn't really know what to say other than, you know, is this like, are you retired or, you know?
Yeah, like you don't want to be like, why are you closing? Business sucks?
Right.
Like, what do you say to somebody like that?
It almost felt like he needed to talk because it was such a shock to him.
Aww.
He was telling me like business was great. And then all of a sudden, something happened. He goes, people just don't have money anymore.
No.
They just don't have money. Mm-hmm. So I'm now looking for a new job, he said.
Oh, God.
So it's not like one of those, okay, let's retire. I've done well here.
Was this his family business or something he's owned for the last 25 years? Or he bought it?
It's been his. The way he said it, it sounded like it was his. He was the owner the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, life has been so great. Now, all of a sudden, after a week, we cleaned up, closed up shop. We're done here. Mm. I'm now looking for a job. But I'm a good salesperson. He was telling me I'm a good salesperson. I've already been approached from other companies offering me a job. So I think I'll be fine. And I'm like, oh, yeah, you never know. It might be a blessing in disguise. This is the most cliche.
Yeah, what do you say, right?
When a window shuts, a door opens.
Yes, right.
You know, like, what do you say?
But anyone, if you have ever done a career change later in life, what advice would you give? Because I wouldn't say this guy is old, but he seemed a little older than me.
In his 50s.
You know, he's been doing this for 25 years, maybe even more, who knows?
Mm-hmm.
After that many years invested in a career, to all of a sudden switch.
That's got to be we've seen people all around us have to go through this, and it's got to be difficult. Like, what would happen if radio left me or you? Where would you go?
Do you have enough side gigs lined up that you would be fine?
I don't have time
for a side gig, so I'd be screwed.
I don't know about that. I would be screwed. I often think, like, if I amplified and it's all I did was side gig stuff, would I be able to make ends meet? I don't know.
But then I thought, okay, so my first initial reaction, and again, if anybody has been through this career shift later in life, how was it? Advice that you would give, biggest takeaway for you. But a part of me was thinking maybe it'll be easier because after you've done something for as long as, you know, 20 plus years, you know it so well. Is it easier to get the next job because you're already a seasoned vet? You know, you're an easy just walk in. You have that confidence. Maybe it's easier. You have more perspective, more knowledge on just life in itself.
Sales is sales, right? Doesn't matter what you're selling. There's a cadence to it. So I get that, but
I don't know. I'm not a good salesperson.
If you go from like, I don't know, you'd have to, like, initially I would think you'd like try to get into something that you did instead of totally opposite.
Totally opposite. No, that terrifies me.
Yeah.
I don't even know what would that totally opposite be.
I know. You don't necessarily go for that first. You always go for something you're familiar with. You know what I'm saying? And sales is great because you can really sell, you know, selling and selling, you know. Finding the problem and fixing the problem for the customer.
So I don't know if you have advice for Dan, but Dan, if you're listening to the show right now, that was me, that awkward girl that walked in.
Who didn't buy anything, by the way. Did you?
Well, I didn't. No. Right. Then it made me feel guilty. I'm like, do I just buy a lamp? I don't need one, but do I just buy one?
Did you find that breakfast table nook thing that you were looking for at the estate sale?
I was looking for one. That's why I went in. But it was like, now that was uncomfortable. I'm like, hi, you just told me how you're struggling right now. Peace out.
You got nothing I want. Yeah, right. Bye. Well, you know, congrats on your run, Rock City Furniture. I also saw that another place is closed or is closing, Campy's. Remember that restaurant diner joint down on Scottsville Road?
Yes, Scottsville, that's right.
Yeah. Anyway, it's coming up about 7:15 now on 98.9 The Buzz. We're going to see a lot of clouds here today, maybe a couple isolated showers, and this morning the risk of rain increasing through the afternoon. 78 degrees, we'll get this out of the way, and have a nice sunny and 80 tomorrow.
Okay, Jerk or Justified is what we're known for. That is coming up, so you got to weigh in on this one. Was it the most, and this is a story mm-hmm. I know you heard about, was it the most romantic proposal story or the most dumb? Yeah. Yes, we are putting the couple who climbed the Empire State Building to propose on trial today.
Spisano and Sandy, 27 years of waking you up.
I remember driving the school bus at Wheatland Chi-Lai and listening to you both, listening to your station during COVID, which really got us through the day. Loved it.
The morning show you grew up on is now on 98.9 The Buzz. Some call it rude. Others call it reasonable. This is Spisano and Sandy's Jerk or Justified.
Yeah, we are the original here on 98.9 The Buzz in Spisano and Sandy.
Rude. What did he say? Ruder.
Hmm?
Whatever. I was trying to recite what he just said, and now I just forgot. Look at that from my memory. Anyhow, is this romantic or reckless is really what we should say this. Jerk or Justified. And yes, we were talking about that couple who climbed the Empire State Building.
Yeah, that's...
And then everyone latched onto it and tried to recreate their own image of that.
Oh, really?
At the very top of the building, Angela and Ivan, I didn't know this, they're among the world's best known rooftoppers. Had no idea. I thought they were just some rando couple.
No, nope, they're social media influencers, and they climbed to tops of things. Yeah, I think they did.
They legally climb skyscrapers, cranes, landmarks without ropes or safety equipment. Mm-hmm. They're not random thrill seekers like everyone thought in the beginning. This is essentially their career.
That's what they do.
Minute you say social media influencer, it makes us want to vomit in our mouth.
You know, when I saw the feed of the live, it was taped, but they had like a helicopter, a news helicopter flying around. Look at these people, and they're like, oh, look at that. But as he was proposing, I noticed there was like a 360 camera on the end of a stick, and then an iPhone set up. Like they're like filming the whole thing at the same time.
In 2024, they starred in the Netflix documentary Skywalkers, a love story.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, these people.
Yeah.
So now, of course, they divided the internet. But here's where, because it did spark a huge online debate on whether this was the most romantic proposal ever or incredibly reckless stunt that endangered themselves and first responders and everybody. So that is an online debate. But what do we think here in Rochester? How do you feel when you first heard of this story? What was your first thought? Jerk or Justified?
I saw
818-2899.
Yeah, call us up. Give us a call. 818-2899. You know, when I first saw it, I'm like, oh, they're both dressed in black and they're kind of attractive people. Like, what are they doing? Oh, he dropped to one knee. Dot. You know.
First thing I thought, I was like, if I was her mother, I would kill her. I'd be like, no way are you marrying that man. Who's going to put you in that much danger?
Oh, he dragged her up by the hair, didn't he?
Legal danger and physical danger. I kill her. I told my daughter that. I go, don't you ever date a guy who would risk your life like that. They're just thrill seekers. It's just cool. I go, it ain't cool.
What do you think? 818-2899. You think she knew? You think it was set up?
Yes.
You do?
Well, now that I know that they're professional influencing rooftoppers, whatever they're called. This is what they do, yeah.
I don't think she knew. I actually don't think she knew. I don't think it was staged. That part was staged. The part was staged, obviously, is getting to the top of the entire... I mean, the top of the antenna wasn't even like the top floor. It was like, oh! That was scary. My hands are getting all... Right now.
818-2899.
All right, let's go to the calls. Hey, good morning, The Buzz. Jerk or Justified? Or how'd you say, Sandy? Rude or, wait, reckless or romantic? Mm-hmm. Yeah, what do you say?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Hey, Carl.
This weekend?
Oh, man. We had a blast.
Keep all 10 figures. That's hashtag keep all 10.
Yeah.
Being an expert on everything male and everything romantic, I find this completely justified.
I do, too.
It's a great story. And, you know, I'm law-abiding. I like all that kind of stuff. But they put their own lives at risk, and he didn't force her up there because the rules are they were climbing these tall buildings regardless. So
they do it anyway.
And they do it anyway.
Doesn't make it right. It's against the law.
100%
it's against the law. They were on the like on the like. There's only a certain floor you can get to as a tourist. Anywhere beyond that point, you are not allowed. And they broke that. They hid it Didn't they hide out the night before or something?
Yeah.
But they exposed their insufficiencies there because they found a loophole to be able to get up on top of the roof.
Correct. So they're heroes.
I love this because I don't know if it's the most romantic. It's the most eye opening. And you know what? They both knew they were going to get fined for it, so they were ready for it. It's not like they're going to.
I love their outfits. They had like a Batman and Catwoman kind of deal.
It was cool.
Isn't this what the problem is? Isn't this what's wrong with influencers? They keep pushing and pushing for more views and more views, and they're doing these things that are like disrespectful to all the rules of life, and therefore other people are going to jump on this stupid bandwagon. That
Sandy,
should frustrate
people climb
you.
Mount Everest. They climb stuff all the time. They've been doing it for thousands of years.
Exactly.
And also, it gave everybody a chance to meme that flag. So bonus.
Oh my God, the memes.
The flag,
are just too much.
The flag was great too. That was like the perfect touch because it's all about peace and love. It's like you can't be mad at that. All right, Justified, we'll take it, man.
All right, see you guys.
Thank you.
Bye bye.
What did the flag say again? Wait, let me see. I had it here.
Oh, peace and love or something like that.
When the power of love beats the love of power, the world knows peace.
Yay. Love that. it's like a love story. I think I saw that they're Russian. Did you see that too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I didn't say their last names, because I didn't want to butcher
it. Pronounce it?
Nope, I couldn't. I actually love it. It's bold, it's memorable, and it fits New York energy perfectly. Who wrote this?
That's a good one. It's true.
Justified. No, how? I don't understand how you guys.
Hold on. I don't understand how you think when somebody sees something, the whole world is going to do the same thing. If you do it and you die, you're an idiot. Okay, they do it. They're professionals. They didn't die. They knew they were going to get fined, and dude dropped the proposal on her.
Accidents happen. It used up a lot of resources. And God forbid something did go awfully wrong, and now you're putting someone else's life in jeopardy to try to save your ass.
If something went wrong on the Empire State Building, they don't have to go very far to fix it because it will be on the sidewalk. Game over. It's not like they're going to get, like their belt loop is going to get hung up in the 700th floor. They're going to fall to their deaths. It's either.
Okay, now let's traumatize everybody.
Yeah.
And just worth it. It's worth that risk. I just don't, it's here, black and white. It's illegal. I don't understand why we're saying justified to something that's illegal. It makes zero sense. And then these are the same people, all you people saying, oh yeah, this is justified. It's so cool. You are the same people that are complaining that people who are stealing your cars get a traffic ticket or an appearance ticket.
They probably got fined worse than the people stealing cars.
Yeah, you can't say, you got to say, okay, it's okay to steal a car too then.
No.
Well, whatever, laws are laws. They're optional.
Yes, the laws, yes. If you're black and whiting this whole thing, I just
yeah,
think
you are.
I just think it's justified. I put my vote for justified. Carm put his vote there.
Oh, your vote is there. Don't worry.
Good. It wasn't a great thing to do, and yes, they broke the law. But I thought it was more romantic than reckless.
It feels very selfish. It feels very what's wrong with... I don't want to sound like the old person
you
in the
do.
Room, but it
you
feels like me, me, me. Look at me, me, me. I disregard everybody else, especially during 4th of July. Hello, it's America's birthday. Why are you taking the attention away from the 250th birthday? That, I think, in itself is kind of tacky. What the heck? Am I the only person?
Apparently, yeah.
I just don't get it. I really don't get it. I don't.
The verdict is.
Say it, Sandy.
Justified.
Justified. Justified. Justified. Justified.
Jerk. Or justified. 98.9 The Buzz.
Tomorrow, we'll see if we get it completely wrong again. Okay, you're on the leaderboard. You got one this week.
Aren't I? Okay, cool.
The Buzz.
It's time to play Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me on 98.9 The Buzz.
Can you beat Scott? If you're listening right now, can you beat Scott? Because somehow, I don't know how, but somehow you always guess it right. So this is where I tell a story, either a Rochester story or just an interesting story, and then I stop short of the ending, and you have to guess how it ends.
Okay.
And you somehow always nail it. Don't know how you do it.
I give Sandy a lot of credit. She goes deep diving into like social media sites like Nextdoor and Reddit threads and all stuff. But you found some in Rochester, right? And she does not share it with me. Typically, it is Rochester stories.
This one isn't because we can't end the show without talking about what everybody's talking about.
What?
Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce's wedding.
Oh, Jesus.
Which local tie, Abby Wambach, was there.
Oh, okay.
So it kind of is a Rochester story. Okay. I don't know if Abby Wambach took advantage of this at the wedding, but this is a little bit of a peering into the wedding, a piece of the wedding that not many people know about.
Okay. All right. I knew it happened. I saw some celebrities walking in. That's about it.
Wait, don't tell me. Play along. See if you can beat Scott.
Okay.
Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce's wedding was filled with over-the-top details. Mm. But one moment at the reception had guests talking long after the last dance.
Okay.
As guests arrived, they didn't simply walk into the ballroom. They entered through a hallway that had been transformed into a timeline of Taylor and Travis's life.
Oh, gag me.
Lining the walls, I know. Lining the walls were photos from every stage of their lives. Aww. Baby pictures, awkward school photos, teenage years, NFL memories, Eras Tour memories, all leading up to the moment they met.
Oh.
It was like walking through a museum of their love story before stepping into the reception.
Okay, that's kind of cool now that I think about it.
Inside, there was elegant decor, incredible food, music, plenty of dancing. Mm. It looked exactly what you would expect from a high-level wedding. Then, out of nowhere, the couple announced they were holding a raffle.
Oh.
Guests were handed raffle tickets, and suddenly, everyone from A-list celebrities to close family members was wondering what could possibly be the grand prize at one of the biggest weddings in the world.
Oh, wow. Okay.
How does the story end?
Okay, let's talk it out here. Let's workshop it. Okay, they're rich. Okay, they're famous, so the raffle prize might be very expensive. Am I aiming in the right direction?
Okay.
Okay. Is that a yes or a no?
I can't tell you.
Well, I can't guess.
Help you. You're already good at this game. I'm not going to help you.
Let's say
if a listener was on the phone, I'd help them. But you.
Let's say they're. I'm going to also concede that they're also a bit. You know, kind of like they know they're famous. They know they're beautiful. And they know they're rich. But I also know that Taylor Swift likes to be, whether you believe it or not, humble in a way and just normal. She has kittens and likes to make cookies and she's like that girl, right? So the winner of the, was there just one winner?
Yes.
Okay. So it wasn't like a basket of wine from a local winery or anything.
It could have been. No. I don't know. Is that your guess? Is that your guess?
No, my guess would be
the grand prize.
The grand prize.
Taylor Swift's wedding.
At the wedding. Was.
Because every couple does a raffle at their wedding.
Oh, yeah, right. Season tickets to Kansas City game. Games.
Is that what it is?
Season tickets to the Kansas City games. Yeah.
Are you locking in your vote?
Every Kansas City game, they're going to fly you to every city.
Okay.
Final answer. Travis. Yes. Okay. That is my final answer.
Okay.
I don't know.
According, you don't seem so confident.
I'm not as confident as I felt. Okay.
According to guests who spoke with NBC News, there was a raffle and the grand prize was the same model of classic car Taylor and Travis rode in after one of their first dates. They gave away a freaking car.
Oh my God. Like the car or the same one?
The same model of the classic car Taylor and Travis rode in after one of their first dates.
Must be nice.
That is
legit. Did they have to pay tax on it?
You know what? Good question.
Because remember when we would give away cars, like the winner would have to pay the tax. But hey, it's a free car.
I know. That's pretty rude. I think that's pretty rude.
I know. We just pay the whole thing. Okay, so, wow. I guess I lost on that one, right? All right. Wait, don't tell me. Good story. Never heard that.
I know, right? Now when somebody brings it up, you could be like, well, I know that they gave away a raffle ticket.
And they gave away a car.
For a freaking car.
What would you give away? If you were to raffle something off at your wedding, what would you give away?
You're supposed to be giving me gifts. This wedding already costs a lot of money. I ain't raffling off anything.
Oh, I'll bet she said no presents. I bet you they said no gifts for the bride and
what
groom.
What the heck could you possibly give them?
I know,
that's
right?
So stupid and insane.
She's a billionaire. I mean, he's legit. I mean, it's like, what do you know?
Oh, by the way, they donated money. Yeah, you have to with your combined income now. You better donate some money.
You have to donate some money.
You need a tax write-off. Okay. Fourth of July.
Yes.
This past weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Who fell asleep in your family? And what did you do to the person who fell asleep?
Coming up.
Rochester's longest running morning show, Spezzano and Sandy. Weekday morning starting at 6. Only on 98.9 The Buzz.
Scott Spezzano, Sandy Waters here. How you doing? 8:26 now.
Okay, so this is, yes, a total double standard. Absolutely. I appreciate it. I recognize it. If it was reversed and my husband did this to me, I'd kill him. But for me to do it to him and any wife to do it to their house mm-hmm. husband uh-huh. and get the whole entire family involved mm-hmm. is freaking funny. Okay. So 4th of July, we always go over to my sister's house. She has a pool mm-hmm. and it's always been that way. And then after for fireworks, we go to my parents' house because they have a better front row seat to the fireworks from their house.
They live next door. It's a little closer. Yeah.
So at my sister's house, everybody is in the pool.
Uh-huh.
I am not. I never get in the pool. I always hang back with mom and dad in the pool. Mom and dad aren't there yet. Everybody's in the pool. The rain starts pouring. Everybody's laughing. Nobody gets out of the pool. They're drinking. They're having surf sides and beer and whatever else they're having. That's right. Just how everybody's holiday is, 4th of July, right?
Yep, drink
kids
it
are
up.
In the pool. Right. Everybody is a mess. They get out of the pool, and this happens every year, same thing. My husband and my two brother-in-laws get out of the pool,
right.
And they are barely... They're trying to act like they don't have a buzz and they did not drink too much, but they clearly have a buzz and they clearly drank too much.
They are definitely overserved.
Absolutely. So they go from pool to lawn chairs immediately.
I'm not
and
as
nothing in between.
I'm not as think as you drunk I am.
And they, all three of them, all lined up,
mm-hmm.
fall asleep completely. One brother-in-law's mouth is wide open. My husband has his hat pulled down low, but he's like, yeah. My other brother-in-law, hey, he kind of looks peaceful sleeping.
Yeah.
So we are like, oh my God, look at them. It's time for them to fall asleep again. So my dad gets out his drone because he brought it for my nephew, just in case my nephew got bored, they were going to play around with it. Uh-huh. So he's like, Vinny, do you want to play with the drone? Oh, we, the wives, took over that drone. We're like,
really?
Oh, do it over the guys. And we're posing for pictures around the guys. And we're taking bets. Who's gonna sleep longer? And who's going to wake up first?
You didn't like paint mustaches on them with Sharpies and stuff like that?
I wanted to. I so wanted to. But it's almost like every family has that person who falls asleep. And for some reason, it's never the woman in the family. Unless there is a family, unless you're listening right now, you're the female who falls asleep. But what does your family do to the person who falls asleep?
When I fall asleep, because I'm the one, right? I'm the one that falls asleep. Like Thanksgiving, I will be, you know, up at 4 in the morning, I'm cooking all day, you know, right after dinner, it's like, I'm done, I fall asleep. And what do they do?
They
laugh and talk about me. And then once I wake up, they're like, man, you were sawing some wood. Oh my God, they're like completely humiliating me. You slept through an entire quarter of the football game. I'm like,
you don't keep yourself awake just because of that humiliation?
No.
Oh.
No, I don't care. I don't care. In the moment, I'm like, uh-oh, sorry, I'm a dummy.
There's no way. My mom and I were like, there's no way we would ever, like, why don't, my sisters were drinking just as much as the guys, but they were still doing things. They didn't crash hard in the middle of the party. And my mom's like, well, of course, we can't. We got too much responsibility.
See, 4th of July is really the second half of Father's Day for us guys. We start on, you know, a couple weeks before on the 21st, on Father's Day. And then it leads up to the 4th of July, and that's when we just, like, let go.
Did you fall asleep?
No.
4th of July. Does anyone fall asleep? Yeah, yeah. This past 4th of July, who fell asleep in your family? Anyone?
No.
Oh, everyone stayed awake?
We were at the camper. We had the fire going outside, and everybody's like, okay, we're going. Okay, okay. Then we just
anyone else? You have a funny story to tell about that family member who falls asleep? What do you do to them?
You got to do that. I mean, who, like, you
can't ignore it, right?
You must have whipped cream, right? You always have something with whipped cream.
Oh, my God.
You just got to put whipped cream on their forehead, and then they feel it.
No, my brother-in-law's mouth was so wide open.
Oh,
I am like, I should have put whipped cream in his mouth.
Even better, he squeezed a couple of drops of lemon into his mouth.
If this was role reverse, I would be ticked off. If my husband's taking pictures of me sleeping, I'd kill him.
I mean, you saw the pictures of me sleeping with my belly hanging out.
Oh,
my wife would publish
favorite.
All the time.
That's my favorite shared memory of the show. We have a lot of fun memories together for these 27 years, but I think all of us would agree that is one of our favorites when your wife sent me that picture of you.
It is one of your favorites, not mine.
I got to dig that up. I got to post that again on social.
No. You must ask permission. You must ask permission or I'll sue you.
No, I'm not.
Spezzano and Sandy.
I got serious FOMO. I know I'm missing out on something. I just can't nail on it because of this whole World Cup thing. I just, for some reason, I feel like a jerk not being that interested in it because everybody's falling into it and stuff.
I think it's fun to see. A lot of people are enjoying seeing other countries and their point of view being here in the United States.
Yeah.
And most of them are like, this country's great. You guys are great. We've been lied to. You guys are the best. This is so much fun. Ranch dressing.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Ranch dressing.
So,
all
right. So anyhow, this is going to be a big deal for tonight.
Yeah.
World Cup game tonight, the United States versus Belgium. And you know what I wonder? And I think I put my finger on why you're not so invested in this.
Why?
The World Cup.
Why?
A lot of people had, like my husband, his mother was from Madrid, Spain.
Mm-hmm.
So he is very passionate whenever the Spanish team plays.
I see. Yeah. It's a nationalism thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe you don't have.
I don't have a home country. I mean,
passion.
I'm a quarter Italian, so I'm like, okay, what do I root for them? 25% of the time?
So then you get to root for the United States. You are American. Anyhow.
Oh, I see.
FIFA overturned a red card, which apparently is unheard of. Like, that is just, it doesn't happen that way. So I guess if you missed it, what everybody is talking about is one of the best players on the United States team. Like, he is, like, our weapon.
Mm-hmm.
Florian Bulligan,
mm-hmm.
I hope I pronounced that right,
matters.
Was shown a straight red card during the match they won over Bosnia and Herzegovina.
What'd he do? Did he punch somebody or something?
Well, no. They like watched the replay, and he accidentally stepped on an opponent's ankle.
Okay.
Now, a red card is supposed to be given if it was malicious or you
intentionally
intended to.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Initially, the referee said, okay, let the play continue, no big deal. But then after a review of the play, then they changed that decision and gave the red card for serious foul play after he accidentally stepped on the opponent's ankle.
Did the opponent fall down in agony? That's another thing I don't like about soccer. It's such a drama thing. It's like so
fake. It is so you. Whenever you get injured, it's like your life is ending.
It hurts. When I get injured, it hurts. But I'd be a great soccer player. Somebody looks at me wrong.
Oh! And you have soccer calves. I don't know why you're not more.
I have diver calves. I have great calves, by the way.
Okay, so anyhow, this was supposed to mean you don't play for the rest of the game. So I think there was like 30 minutes left of the game. Correct me if I'm wrong. And then you have to skip out on the next game. So
you're suspended for a game afterwards.
Right.
Ooh, so that card's bad.
Our weapon is going to be sitting the bench tonight. Well, in a highly unusual move, FIFA disciplinary committee suspended the one-match ban, making him eligible to play against Belgium tonight.
Cool.
The red card itself was not erased, but the suspension will not be served. So he'll be on a one-year probation. Whatever this means.
Don't step on anybody's ankles.
If he commits a similar offense during that period, the suspended punishment will be reinstated.
So how many people are saying that the games are fixed now because of that?
Oh, I don't know if... I think it was just a bad call. Like, it happens all the time in the NFL, right?
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
How many times the next day does the Bills Mafia say that was a bad call?
Right, right.
Bad call. It's never overturned.
Well, this is it. That's like, I'm sure people are like, it's so rigged. This soccer FIFA sucks. It's rigged.
No, I love it. I think we're going to win. Predictions?
U.S.
will win. Penalty shots?
Oh, okay. That's your thing? Okay.
It's going to come down to penalty shots, and the USA will win.
It's going to be a blowout. Belgium is going to crush USA unconditionally just because...
They're so angry about this?
Yeah.
Because they are.
Yeah. I'm sure everybody's really angry about it.
And 8 o'clock tonight.
Yep.
So I will catch up tomorrow because that's past my bedtime. But
So you'll be hearing about it tomorrow. Yeah.
Spisano and Sandy, waking you up.
First thing you're going to check in the morning when you get up?
Absolutely.
Did the USA win?
Go Team USA.
I hope they do. And this is do or die. If they don't win tonight, then it's over, right? For them? Okay.
Right.
All right. Well, thanks for hanging with us this morning. It's going to be a little rainy later, maybe for the afternoon, increasing chance of maybe a thunderstorm or a rainstorm, and about 78 degrees. So
we love you and appreciate you, especially Kim, who left us a voice message today. We get a lot of voice messages, but I want to single out Kim because she often does, and Michelle. We adore you, every single one of you, for listening to our show. If you missed anything, it's on the podcast. Anywhere you listen to podcasts, just search out The Breakfast Buzz or Spisano and Sandy.
Yay!
Right now, it is time to say we out.
We out, like anyone trying to top a wedding at Madison Square Garden.
Ooh.
Sorry, Cousin Denise, the VFW down in Chi-Lai is, you had no chance. We out. See you, bye.
Bye, baby.
98.9 The Buzz. Thanks for spending your morning with Spisano and Sandy. You're the best.